AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Massachusetts, the jury foreperson in the Lindsey Clancy trial has told the court one juror would not follow instructions on reasonable doubt, prompting this from Judge William Sullivan.
The evidence must convince you of the defendant's guilt to a reasonable and moral certainty, a certainty that convinces your understanding and satisfies your reason and judgment as jurors who are sworn to act conscientiously on the evidence. This is what we mean by proof beyond a reasonable doubt. All right. And with that, I'm going to ask you to resume your deliberations.
Defense attorney Kevin Reddington.
My motion is to remove this juror that refuses to listen to your instruction on reasonable doubt.
The judge has since sent the jury home for the night. They're deciding whether Clancy should be held criminally responsible for killing her three young children. In the Iran war, sirens sounded in Kuwait early today as air defenses intercepted missiles and drones in what it called blatant Iranian aggression. Sagar Meghani has the vice president's latest assessment.
So what exactly is happening in Iran? Vice President J.D. Vance is not using the same term as most people.
I wouldn't call it a war.
In the White House briefing room.
Right now, there is no active shooting. I recognize there have been places where this is flared up.
U.S. and Iranian forces did trade fire this week. Vance argues the strikes were a necessary response to Tehran targeting commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz. His careful parsing of the six-month conflict reflects a balancing act for the administration as the midterm elections approach. When might the conflict end?
You're asking me a question like, when will the Iranians stop shooting at ships? I think the reality is, I don't know the answer to that question. You would have to ask the Iranians.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ingloria Steinem's died at 92, a defining symbol of the women's movement and fierce advocate for equality. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rose on Wall Street as bond yields fell back some more, taking some pressure off the stock market. The S&P 500 rose 1.1%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, the NASDAQ Composite rose 1.4%. NVIDIA climbed 1.8%. The giant chip company said it would buy the artificial intelligence platform Hugging Face for $13 billion. Oil prices barely budged after rising sharply earlier in the week. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury pulled back to 4.77%. Lower yields make it cheaper to borrow money by lowering rates on mortgages and other kinds of loans. Seth Sutel, New York.
But Alex Vega reports mortgage rates are up this week.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 6.71%, the highest it's been in more than a year.
More news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.